Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
Let's go. You heard the numbers. You get to chime in if you would like. Susie's ready. She has a long, long, long list. It is your birthday on Wednesday. I would love if right now we would get 100 texts saying happy birthday.
Oh, we don't need to shoot that high.
Maybe yes. Let's
try three.
No, let's shoot for 100. 100 texts to Susie Jones
happy
at 651-461-9226. This will be 63.
62. Yeah, yeah. Born in 1962.
You look fabulous.
You're nice to say that.
No, I mean that. You look great.
Part of the success of feeling young is thinking young.
Yeah, so I agree with that 100%.
That oftentimes I'll think of myself still like I'm about 17 or 18 and that we're all just going out and we're curling our hair with Lisa's Conair that you stick into the wall. It's an orange Conair. I think it still works. I think she should do like a little thing about call the company. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And thanks for everyone who does choose to text in.
Please.
My birthdays have always been, this is a minor sob story, so yeah. My birthday is overrated or underrated. Can't ever tell what I'm saying. Because over the years...
Your birthday is overrated because it's on Christmas. It gets overshadowed.
It does. And yeah, it always has. And... it just has to be. There's no other way. It can't just be my birthday. It's Jesus' birthday, and
Yeah. Everybody
loves Jesus more than me, which is fine. I'm not sad that people like Jesus more than me, but I'm just saying.
I don't. I prefer you.
Oh, thanks.
Wayne Kostrowski right away texted me. Happy birthday, Susie.
Oh, Wayne.
Right there.
That's nice.
Dave, Jesus or Susie? Who you got?
No, let's not do this. There's a lot of people. No, don't.
Dave? I was going to stick on Team Jesus.
That's fine. You're
wrong. I think you should.
You're great, Susie.
I know. I didn't get anybody up from the dead.
Yeah.
Listen, I want to do my overrated, underrated, properly rated because I am in the middle of holiday mode. And every year I say, so I'm overrated. I'm saying I'm overrated because I promise so much. I say, sure, I can do that. I say, okay, I'll come over. I'll say, yeah, I can take the kids. Last night, Ben gets home from Wisconsin, Chad.
Yeah.
He has a towed car.
Excuse me?
His vehicle was towed.
T-O-W-E-D. Okay. I thought maybe his car was shaped like a toad.
No. It was taken by the Ramsey County or St. Paul police.
What happened?
It was on the street. It was snow emergency. He went to Wisconsin to see relatives.
Mm.
Point is, it's 7 o'clock at night. Actually, it was earlier than that because I really just wanted to watch football.
Yeah.
But he says, can you help out?
Not Tom Brady. We've established that. Volume goes down when TV's on.
Yeah. My point is, I went over there. And I, of course, drove him to get the car and help pay for it. and another friend wants me to go out to dinner tonight, all I want to do is go home and do nothing.
Yeah.
Mom's calling. Did I get... She's short two Christmas stockings. So right now there are actually 24 Christmas stockings hung on my mother's fireplace.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. The original four.
That's a fire hazard. Dave, honestly, I mean, they're hung with care.
Can we call St. Paul right now and just give him a quick heads up?
Anyway, she gets very worked up about certain things. And what I do is I say, of course, yes, of course. And then I get very mad.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know your move here. Your move to work here
goes to
is
rage.
If you're asked to do something. Sure, and then you'll come in here and you'll just rip them to us.
I mean, I was so mad last night.
Yeah.
I was so mad. Because another thing I said yes to was watching my son's dog while they went to Wisconsin. And that stupid
these
dog.
These folks are treating you like a doormat.
Like a doormat.
Yeah.
I'm just a hired help.
Yeah.
Money, dog sitting.
Yeah.
And all I do is simmer with rage.
Yeah.
And
oh, you express it.
And I express it. And I simmer. But the point is, this stupid dog last night.
Yeah.
Dumb me left my bedroom door open, comes up at 2 in the morning crying to go outside. Anyway.
My friend Jane Williams just texted in. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
We have, I bet, 70, 80
texts. That's not
texts.
A happy birthday.
No.
Right away.
It works.
You said Merry Christmas, Happy
Susie
New Year.
Susie is a delight. Please wish her a very happy birthday.
Thank you.
First thing she said.
Aren't you feeling sorry for me? No,
yeah.
You shouldn't be. You should say, Susie, learn to say no.
Draw a line.
But I feel special. I think people need me.
Yeah.
And then I want to kill them.
Yeah. Who right now, before we pause,
okay,
if you could kill anybody in your life right now.
Don't say that.
Give me your top. If you could just harm them. If you could harm them.
Here, I have one.
They could roll their ankle. Who in your group would you most like where they would roll their ankle right
no,
now?
No, I wish they could get a jolt. Like a little
taser.
Just not a lot. I don't want to kill anybody. But if I could just.
Who's that?
First, it would be the dog.
Dog, yeah. Well, the dog doesn't know any better.
I don't care.
That was you. Shut the door.
Shut the door.
Yeah.
I might zing my mom because she's starting to get on my nerves.
Just about a month ago, you admitted you'd slug her in the face.
No, yeah. I punched her in the nose.
Yeah.
That's the difference. Point being, I just have to learn how to relax because people call and their hair is on fire and there's not enough tickets. We're going to a play at the Stages Theater in Hopkins.
What are you seeing?
I don't know. It's something Christmassy.
Yeah.
Point
I can tell you're really excited.
Well, my mom now doesn't think she bought enough tickets.
Oh.
So when her hair's on fire,
my hair's on fire. Let's pause. Let's keep them coming. Happy birthday, Susan K. Jones. A number of date offers have also come in. I encourage that. But I mean this sincerely.
Okay.
Susie is an essential part of this show. Mm. We love having her on it. I mean, she only had to be better than Carter. So,
The
bar wasn't high at all. In fact, he was at a bar. I mean, how high did it have to be?
Yeah.
651-461-9226. Okay, we're almost there. We want 100 texts to Susan K. Jones wishing her a happy birthday. I mean this, and I thank every one of you.
Aw.
So, please, let's get to 100. Happy birthday wishes to Susie, 651-461-9226. Dave Harrigan, go ahead, sir, for overrated to underrated properly rated.
We'll start with this, the Michael Che, Colin Jost joke swap on SNL, which they did again Saturday, remains the greatest thing Weekend Update has ever done and one of the greatest things SNL has done in its, 50 years now?
It's
so unbelievable.
It went to either new highs or new lows this weekend.
they were
fearless.
Yes, they always are.
But this was more than ever.
I don't know that it was. I don't know that it was.
I think Scarlett would say
every time,
by far it was.
Every time I see it, I think they figured out a way to get by every sort of censor. I don't know how they did it, but it's incredible.
Listen, I'm willing to accept filthy blue humor. That's about as filthy and blue as it can get on network TV, and I was cracking up. I will say what was overrated, I'll just briefly chime in, is when Colin Jost earlier is leading into a story about Luigi Mangione, and women are shrieking because he's hot. He's a murderer, you fools. What is going on?
We are living in different times.
Yes, we are. Different worlds.
So perusing the news this morning, I saw KSTP-TV live at the airport. The Strib has a story on porch pirates. We had a Fox National story talking about how you deal with family over the holidays. Mm-hmm. CBS and us here at CCO, we're talking last-minute holiday shopping. Underrated, playing the hits.
Yeah,
playing the hits is what the people want.
Yeah, yeah. So shut up, Chad, when you criticize my newscast, because those are all the things I'm doing in news.
Yeah. No, what he means is all of you are mailing it in if you're missing it.
I told you I'm off work till the 30th.
Right. Yeah.
In less than 5 hours. I'm going to Target to shop. I might be back around 4.
Yes. The reason successful radio station,
music station. I'm not sure you should brag quite about that when Brad is still here. I'm leaving for hours while I'm still getting paid.
Successful music stations don't take requests, Chad.
Yeah, that's true.
They know what the people want.
Yeah,
and they
play it. Play them.
Darn tootin'.
Losing your very first childhood idol is vastly overrated.
Oh,
I was super bummed Saturday when I learned Ricky Henderson died. And he was my very first baseball player. He was the reason I was nicknamed Ricky when I was 7 or 8 years old playing little in-house ball. I went to at least one Twins A's game every single year at the Dome, sat in left field just to watch him do the old snap catch behind his back.
Oh, yeah.
Did you shed a tear?
I did.
Oh,
I did. I was
65.
I read it and I was, yeah.
Dies of pneumonia.
Oh, no.
He was at the A's last game, I don't know, 2 months ago, looking like Ricky. I was gobsmacked. I couldn't believe it.
I was too.
Because I was drawn to that Oakland story just thinking about that town, how years ago they had every sport. They have nothing. And this owner of the A's just raked him over the coals. And Ricky Henderson is truly one of the 20 greatest players of all time.
It's hard to say a Hall of Famer is underrated, but he absolutely is.
The more metrics we have now, it would have put him higher and higher. So that was on the list. So let's get to it now, along with the happy birthday wishes. Who was your childhood idol? Who was your childhood idol? 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Because, Ricky, that's a tough one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was trying to decide which one to go with. I finally retweeted Dave Stewart because they'd grown up in Oakland, teammates. You know, as much as it was Canseco and McGuire, it was really those two guys, right? Stewart, hat pulled down low, 20-game winning, and Ricky doing what Ricky did. And just back and forth with the A's. So that's hard when you lose somebody like that.
It stunk. It still stinks. Last thing, also overrated, my nemesis, Ticketmaster, bought some tickets yesterday, holiday gift. Click on the thing, and the first thing that comes up before you even select the tickets is, yeah, this event is all-in pricing. You see the full price you pay right there, except for the sales tax.
Oh,
that's great.
Dear.
That's great. I bought three $50 tickets, Chad. The total was $172. Because you have the tickets, you have the tax, and they still have an order processing fee of almost $8 on there. That is not all in Ticketmaster stuff.
Liar. You lie like a rug.
And by the way, we're getting a lot of people. Don't have to be sports, by the way. Music. Politics in your life for childhood idol. Who do you got? We're going to try to read some of those in a little bit. I'm going to try to go as fast as I can because I got a bunch. We purchased some Minnetonka moccasin slippers.
Yeah.
I got one for me, one for Q. Good, warm slippers, especially from Minnetonka moccasin, which is a great company. So underrated.
Oh.
Wearing slippers around the house. I don't care if you're 5. I don't care if you're wearing lingerie. Well, you're wearing lingerie and you're dazzling with the heels first. And then put the slippers
on.
I mean, just warm slippers.
Oh, nice.
It'll make your feet sweat?
That's a glandular issue that you have. I'm fine.
I struggle with slippers.
Yeah. I my feet do not perspire.
Good for you.
Nice.
Over the last week or so, seeing people I normally don't see and remind me about my friendship with them. It's great. It's mm-hmm. touching. Mm-hmm. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's great. Helping people with Christmas presents is massively underrated. Shopping for Christmas presents, unless they're under the age of 7, is massively overrated.
Mm-hmm.
We might need a new policy. If you've known someone for more than 3 years and they're over the age of 16, we're done with Christmas presents.
Yeah?
Wow.
I don't know if that's going to fly.
Maybe a donation to a cause in their name or something.
The Human Fund?
The Human Fund. Find a great organization to donate.
Mm-hmm.
I love seeing people in my life happy with presents. But God, there's a lot of anguish with it.
It is.
Right?
A lot of pressure. A lot of pressure.
And I've told everybody, don't get me one. Don't get me one. Because I know how much pressure is. Now, I'm thoroughly enjoying...
Your slippers.
My slippers. Yeah. And some of the gifts you bought me.
Wish I had known.
Yeah.
The vest.
It saved me a lot of money.
Yeah. We both saw the story about cleaning your sheets. And the debate again, is it a week? Is it 2 weeks? What is it? I don't care what it is. Some of you are disgusting. It's too long. But when you attempt to sleep and when you're an insomniac, and I might have had the 4 worst nights sleeping in my life, I probably had a total of 6 hours.
In the last 4 days?
4 days. Finally, I slept last night.
Oh, good.
Thank God I didn't have a weapon because I was searching for a reason to live. I'll just be really honest how tough it was. But when you actually sleep, thank God.
Money in the bank.
Thank God. Having an amazing dentist. My guy, Lee Lira, I got a lot of dental issues. And my guy, Lee Lira, he is the best. Cities Dental, if you can get in, you should get in. Let's see. A dog was found. And the dog was gone for 2 years. And they found the dog. How amazing are these stories? They almost seem apocryphal.
They do.
Right? But if this was your dog, not the dog that woke you up at 2 a.m.
No, not Flynn.
But if you missed your dog, and he or she was your life, and all of a sudden you're back, they're back after 2 years, the joy would be unquantifiable.
Mm-hmm.
Unless the dog finds out, it's like a castaway situation. You've moved on to another dog.
Yes, it's a Wilson! Wilson! Helen hunt on me! And then since we're talking little Jesus...
We're talking a little Jesus here on The Good Neighbor.
The Curb Your Enthusiasm nativity scene, we watched it again the other day. If you want to get why it's the greatest show ever, or you want to be horrified and think this is in such poor taste.
Or both.
And absolutely could be both. And you want to just try to understand Curb. You need to watch the nativity scene. Is that fair?
Yeah, get you some orange chicken. You want some orange chicken?
Joey! So good.
I've never seen it, so I'll watch that.
Oh, my God. It's just
fun. For fun.
Okay. What do we have here? Lots. We're over 100, too.
Are we over 100 for
yes,
happy birthday to me?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Camila Pasquale, the Kool-Aid Man, Rick Monday when he saved the U.S. flag, Tina Turner, mm-hmm. or I Dream of Jeannie,
mm-hmm.
The Crusher. My father, Cesar Tovar, Rod Carew, Billy, Paul McCartney, Bill Bradley, Reggie Jackson, Ken Herbeck, Rod Carew. Lots of good suggestions.
Tony Oliva.
Tony Oliva could be way up there. Yeah. So, yeah, childhood idol, Ricky Henderson. Mm-hmm. Way, way too soon.
So sad.
Thank you, Susie.
Yes, sir.
A political roundup when we come back on News Talk 830 WCCO. First time I've heard it this year because for whatever reason, I haven't listened to a ton of Christmas music.
I'm with you.
I'm going to change today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. I've been listening to a lot. I still love it.
That's because it's incredible.
It's just a phenomenal song.
Yes.
Right?
The band together, you get the sax solo, Bruce killing it.
It's just great.
They've never sounded better.
Matt Gaetz. Let's get to Gaetzy.
Oh, goody.
Let's get to Gaetzy. If you're surprised by any of this, you've stuck your head in the sand, or you're just such an ideologue. And again, save your text. Oh, ripping Republicans. Hell no. Give me Chris Christie. Give me Mitt Romney. Give me Jim Ramstad. Give me plenty of those type of Republicans. I'd vote for them over the far left Democrats every single time. I'd vote for them over many mainstream Democrats every time. Matt Gaetz has been filth for a long time. And Donald Trump didn't care at all. He cared about one thing. Gaetz was going to be his lapdog. That's it. The ethics report came out because even they can't stand him. Even the Republicans on the committee, Dave, can't stand him. So even after he quit to avoid this, even after, I don't know, anybody who's objective said Donald Trump should pick a Republican. He won. He won decisively. He kicked Kamala Harris's butt. 7-0 in the swing states. That's a butt kicking. Okay? So of course Donald Trump should get a Republican. But how about somebody who isn't filled with ethical? Maybe he's heard of ethics, because Matt Gaetz hasn't.
Gaetz was complaining, I saw in a quote, about the timing of the release being around Christmas and how horrible and awful it was to do it. I think I know why they did it, Matt. They don't like you.
No.
And there was a reason. You're right about that. The timing was absolutely
intentional.
Intentional.
Let's go over the seven most disgusting parts. He used congressional resources in connection to obtaining drugs and paying for women for sex. Fake email through Congress. He accepted gifts in excess of personal amounts, specifically for a Bahamas trip. Let's just say some things happened on said Bahamas trip. Two other men and six women engaging in sexual activity, at least four of the women on the trip. And again, he's getting paid. He's writing it off. He's getting it paid for. He used or possessed illegal drugs, including cocaine, ecstasy, on multiple occasions. He regularly paid women for engaging in sexual activity with him, totaling over $100,000. With at least 15 women. This is from the report. The bipartisan report, by the way. Let's get to the next one here. Nearly every woman who spoke to the committee was so drunk or high they couldn't remember the full details or events they attended with Gaetz. So, God knows what he's given him. More than just alcohol. He engaged in sexual activity with a 17-year-old girl. The testimony from the victim and other corroborating witnesses is credible. Again, bipartisan congressional committee who thought so dismissively, so disgustingly of this guy, they released the report. Yeah, right around Christmas. The DOJ failed to pursue justice despite overwhelming evidence and impeded the committee's investigation. How about that one? A lot of evidence showing that. By the way, it started under Donald John Trump. It continued under Joe Biden. Wait a second. I thought the Joe Biden DOJ, you know, what's going on here? Where should we go next with the political roundtable? Is Donald starting to get a little sensitive to the Musk mania?
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is, because he's at Turning Point, which is a powerful conservative group, Sunday in Phoenix. And he was playing the hits, right? He was going with a lot of stuff. But he also made sure to note that Elon is not going to run for president. He's not going to be president because he's not born here.
Broke down the Constitution there.
Broke down.
It's in the Constitution. He can't.
It's in the Constitution. It's getting to him. Prime Minister Musk, we've been saying for a while, but the Democrats are calling the Lincoln Group, which, by the way, has had some ethical lapses itself, but also has fun at the expense of Donald Trump. They got a whole video out, 60-second video. President Elon Musk and his vice president, Donald Trump. And it has to drive him nuts. Just drive him completely nuts.
Oh, yes. It clearly is.
Representative Kay Granger.
Ah, yes.
Till this weekend, I'd never heard of Republican Representative Kay Granger. You?
I had not, and it sounds like many people, at least the newer ones in Congress, probably hadn't either.
She's from Texas. She has now denied that she's in memory care. She's denied it. After a report came out that she had not been in Washington in months and had been found in a facility in Fort Worth which offered assisted living and memory care. The location itself declined to comment. But Granger's son confirmed to the Dallas Morning News that she was a resident. This is not former Congresswoman Kay Granger. This is present Congresswoman Kay Granger. He also acknowledged his mother was having some dementia issues late in the year. She has represented the 12th Congressional District in Texas since 97. She announced late in 2023 she would not run for re-election. She hasn't been involved in anything in Congress month after month after month after month. Just to point out what a clown show this is. In this case, this is the Republicans. Do I think the Democrats are capable of the same thing? I do. Not afraid to point out where things are different. Do I think the Democrats, if they wanted a note, wanted a vote and needed a vote, would do it? I do. Don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. Absolutely do. And I heard Jordana talking about this situation this morning, and she was dead on. Representative Granger, her staff, they're stealing from the taxpayers. They're absolutely at this point
100%.
Stealing from the taxpayers. And I think she was saying, you know, if you miss one vote, fine. You miss two votes, raise my eyebrows. If you miss three votes, now you need a formal explanation and it better be good.
Well, they miss way more than that. So that's not right on that part of it. But she's vanished since July. Gone. Zero. Not available. I thought Joe Biden was invisible. And he is.
Yeah.
And this show has pointed that out over and over and over again. So again, save the phony ideological nonsense. Pointed out again multiple days, the Wall Street Journal story, which scorched the number of people who lied about Joe Biden and the fact he really wasn't capable of being president day after day. After day. Think about this. This reporter for the Dallas Express newspaper kept reaching out. We're glad you called us. We can't answer questions. We had the situation the other day with the Democrat, Curtis Johnson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who won the race, Little Canada. Turned out Curtis was lying, and judge determined didn't live there. Fake setup to win the race. I'm not kidding, by the way. I don't think the Democrats should be allowed to offer up another candidate in the race, in the second race. I'm not kidding. If you offer up someone who isn't eligible, because this is primarily a DFL district.
you should then get to still win the seat? No. You lie to the voters, you should lose. And if someone is this incapacitated and they don't acknowledge it, if we want to say going forward, you lose out in that race for a term, 2 years, fine. Now, we had this with Dianne Feinstein for a few years, the august and well-regarded California senator. And it's sad. Could be you. Could be me. I keep sleeping 6 hours for 4 nights. It's going to be me. When aging happens, you have to do the bleeping job. And if you're invisible for this long, that's on her office, her loved ones, because it sounds like she might not have been capable of this.
Mm-hmm.
And also the Republican Party for not calling her out and saying, you got to vote. If you can't do the job, step away. It's as simple as that. It's partially stunning not. And then the last thing I want feedback on this, we've debated this many times. I have with others too. I'm not comfortable with my decision. But I still believe in rare cases, the death penalty should be in play in this country. In very, very rare cases. Do I have enough belief in this justice system? Not certain. It is heavily weighted to money, and at times, heavily weighted to race. So Joe Biden today commutes the death penalty for 37 of 40 on it at the federal level. Who does he not include? Three very visible individuals. Are there offenses more heinous? Go through the list and read them. They're not. They're just more visible, Dave. That's what they are.
And Boston Marathon bomber and
Dylann Roof.
Yeah.
And then why am I forgetting the other one right now? But they're all well publicized. So that's how the Biden administration chose this. They decided we wanted to avoid some of the negative publicity of the three most prominent ones. Again, they're not free. They're just off death penalty. You still believe that our government should be better than this, right?
Yes.
Than lowering ourselves?
I think we should strive to be better than eye for an eye.
I totally get that. And I wrestle with it. But I still believe some offenses are so grotesque, so cruel, that you don't deserve to live anymore. The conversation comes up again today because of this decision, and I believe Joe Biden believes in this personally, but if he believed in it enough personally, you know what he only announced this? When he was still running for president.
Correct. Or 4 years ago.
Yeah. So this is, I'm leaving. I don't have to worry about the heat. So if you really, really believe in it, Joe, you would have done it years ago. You would have run on it in 2020. He didn't. Do you believe we still should have the death penalty, either at the state or federal level, in our country? What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. How many times do they do this? Five or six, you think?
At least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really
good. Entertaining.
Really good. Every single time. We're talking about death penalty with the outgoing president committing 37 of the 40 folks on federal death row. Getting your thoughts. A lot of texts come in. The Reverend Colleen has called in. Colleen, go ahead. You're on CCO.
Yes, hi. I am totally against the death penalty in every situation, and it's not because of what the criminal deserves or doesn't deserve or having anything to do with their crime, but it's not equitable in the way it's sentenced. And I think it's cruel and barbaric, and it is proven to not be a deterrent. And then finally, it makes all of us citizens responsible for the death of a fellow citizen, whether we agree with it or not. Our resources and our people are all responsible for it. And I just think it's just wrong, and it should have been abolished years ago.
Thank you. I appreciate the phone call. Dave, that's a lot of what you have said when we've had extended visits on this conversation. And she makes a number of valid points that I wrestle with every time this conversation comes up, because if, God forbid, we put one person on death row and then execute them, and they are eventually exonerated, what does that say about our society?
Yeah, and people in different parts of the country can commit the same exact crimes. One ends up with life in prison. The other ends up on death row. And what you said last segment of some crimes are so heinous that someone deserves to die or deserves not to live, I just don't believe that's our decision to make.
But you're okay with us handing out life without parole. We collective, if we believe in the justice system, they do that, right?
Yeah, yeah. And that's, I don't think it's a stretch to say that's very different than the death penalty.
It is. I still think that we had someone set someone on fire yesterday. New York subway system. Someone who I believe was in the country, left the country, came back, I think illegally both times. If you're going to be that vicious, that hate-filled, with not a shred of humanity about it, there is still a part of me that believes that punishment is deserved. I think if we start saying on a lot of our punishments through our justice system and say, does it measure up as a deterrent, we would lose out on a lot of those punishments, right, Dave? Because we punish a lot of people and a lot of those same offenses still keep happening.
That's very true.
You know, so I get why we have it, but it rarely works in that way. It's a conversation we certainly will get back to more. Chip Scoggins early next hour. It's time for the Lindis Construction Time Check, and it's time for you to call for a free attic inspection and heat map analysis.